and for some locations, I don't know how they do it, and different, everybody does, and some people, like I've heard some people say down to Dallas. Yeah, I mean, you know, they just, it's just, and to me, it's not right, you know.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, they say it backwards to me, you know, because
the people who say down.
Say anything that's up, call up, down, and down up. You know.
Yeah.
Like this kid.
For over, does it have to be something that's fairly close?
Yes, I would think so. Like Austin isn't that far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't say over at El Paso.
No, we say out to El Paso, up to Dallas.
Yeah. But you would never say out to Boston?
I don't think so. It seemed like we'd say up to Boston.
Okay.
Up, mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting. What would you say about Kansas City?
Kansas City. I don't know, going to Kansas. I don't remember if you say up or out.
Okay. Say somebody lives at Brown's house, and the Browns just live three or four doors down, you know, on the same street. You might say, he lives, at the Browns.
Down at the Browns.
Okay. Now say the Browns house was just three or four houses down, but it was five streets over, or five streets that way. Would you still say down at the Browns, or would you say something else?
Well, you probably say right over the Browns, you know, or something like that, you know, like from here. Right over here at the Browns, you know.
But that wouldn't be on the same street?
It wouldn't have to be. Because if it was on the street, you'd probably say down this way, you know, up that way. And over could be anywhere because over, if it was right out here but not on the street, you'd probably say over here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if they live 10, 20 miles away, would you?
Well, whatever, we always say when we're getting ready to go to my mother's, which is out there where the church is. It's not right in Kenwood, but it's in Alma's Park. We usually say we're going out to Mama's, out to the house.
Okay.
And because when I leave here, going about 10 or 15 blocks away, I say, I'm going over to my cousin's. I'll say I'm going over to Teddy's or over to Noni's. And then when you start going this way, like going downtown, we're going up to somebody's house. You know.
Mm-hmm. But if it's further away than that, you'd say out?
Out.
Okay. Say that there was a party, and there was some trouble at the party, and not everybody there, you know, was making trouble. Just a few of the people were making trouble, but the police came and arrested the
whole party, the whole gang.
Okay. Okay, after a football game, most high schools now will sponsor a, what?
After party. Okay. Or you mean something at school?
Yeah.
A pep rally?
Okay, or this is after the game. They have a victory
dance.
Okay. 4 o'clock is the time in school, or 3:30 maybe, I'm not sure which it is.
School is out at 3:30.
Okay. And the day after Labor Day is when school
starts again.
Okay. And if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say he
threw a hook, played hooky.
Okay. What if it was a college class?
Just cut class.
Okay. And you go to school in order to get an
education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to
college.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you go into the